it's time for swap meet. Oh yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure, like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for Swap Meet with Justin Kaufman
and Greg Flam.
Here we are.
There we are. It's time for Swap Meet, sponsored by Wolf's Flea Market here on 720 WGN. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Tonight, we evaluate your collectibles, your memorabilia, your junk, right? What do you want to brag about? I got tons to brag about, Greg. Yep. Greg Flam, at DuPage Picker, both at Twitter and Facebook. Good to see you. How are you, man?
I'm great. Thanks for having me again.
Oh, of course, man. I missed you. I was thinking about calling you last Wednesday on vacation. Be like, Greg, hey, what's up? What do you got?
Yeah, I needed your Wisconsin stuff from when you went on vacation.
There you go. All right. So I did get my pictures of my daily posters. We'll get to that in a second. But, Greg, of course, you join us every Wednesday, and you also bring in the treasure that you have found throughout the week to start off the swap meet. 312-981-7200. Greg, what do you got this week?
All right, so I went one more Bears poster.
Yeah,
I was
going to
end last episode, but this one is a giveaway that they did at a game, and I can't find out which game it was, but it's like 1997-98.
Good years.
Yeah, and it's kind of the running backs throughout the whole history, really, of the Bears.
Would that be a Dick Geron Bears-led team, 1998? I feel like that would be
98, yeah.
Maybe at the end of Wanstead, beginning of Dick Geron. Real strong Bears seasons right there, if you're remembering that. Go ahead.
Right, and what we were discussing is what makes this a little bit hard to find and rare is the giveaway posters never really make it home. They're always, like, wrinkled up. You're hitting your brother and sister with it throughout the game. You know, it's like, so it hardly makes it home in one piece. So that's kind of the unique thing about this. I could not find any of these online.
Right.
But, yeah, it's a smaller poster, but it's definitely not one of the iconic ones.
This is the running backs. So it's got Gale Sayers, Walter Payton, or as I was watching, I think it was Howard Cosell doing a – my buddy sent me a YouTube clip of the 1977 Bears season recap. Okay. I think it was NFL Films, and I think it was Cosell. He's like, Walter Payton, the way he said it, but it was all about Payton. So we got Payton, Sayers, a couple of guys with the leather helmets on.
Yeah, leather helmet. I mean, they go way back. I mean, this guy, Paddy Driscoll.
Oh, yeah, Paddy Driscoll, yeah. You know, Rashawn Salaam. I mean, this is 97-98. No, they couldn't sneak him in.
They got a Neil Anderson.
Neil Anderson.
You know, but
no Raymond Harris? He didn't make the...
No, didn't make the cut.
The swap meet just...
Rick Caceres, though.
Oh, that's a good one. Rick Caceres, yeah. All right, so some good stuff there. What else you got tonight?
I brought in an assortment of election campaign buttons. I do have... I don't think I have a daily here, but I do have a cool Mayor Washington...
Which one is it? What does it say?
Four mirror, but it says punch eight.
Right.
So, yeah, it's kind of
cool. Remember when they used to do that? That you just punch? They would say punch 10, punch eight.
Right. That's a.
They outlawed Aragon. That. They found that to be unconstitutional.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yep. Not enough information. I could see, punching a number. You don't know what you're doing.
I think it was the idea that you could just punch one number and it'd be the whole Democratic ticket without having to go through each race.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, as a voter, not a bad idea. Just walk in there. You don't have to do the judges.
Yeah, right. Sometimes there aren't any judges, in that section.
Right.
Like, wow, in DuPage County, where I'm at.
But, so you got the election button, which is good. So let's talk about this. So I have, I found it. I have a picture of it. It is a Mayor Daley 1983 poster.
Mm-hmm.
Disheveled hair. Full head of hair. Guy looks good.
Yep.
This is pre-Indiana Jones hat Daley,
yep.
Where he's trying to cover up what he's got going on. This is a young Daley, Richard M. Daley, and it says, time for leadership.
Yes.
I mean, what do you think? First of all, any signs online that say this is worth anything?
There is nothing online now. So you are the only game in town. So that's a good thing.
All right, so let's start the bidding at $2,500.
Okay. And then in about 15 days after you've run that three times,
nobody
and no
wants
one's
it.
Bidding
it. I don't know, man.
We can come back down.
A lot of people love 83 local politics.
Yeah.
No?
I would start it at probably $49.99 and see. you know, what it
$49.99.
But that's still pretty good, though. I mean,
it is pretty good.
You know, that's not bad.
Do you do that? Do you do the, do you do the same sort of math as gas stations? You put a 99 on
I
the
do,
back?
I do that still. Yeah, I don't know why, I'm just follow that psychology, I guess.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Keeping it
looks a little cheaper.
Cents. Yeah, it does. And, you know, but I do, another thing I do is free shipping. So it makes right. people click buy faster.
Well, okay. So no, I got a bumper sticker as well that says Richard M. Daly, 1983. Mm-hmm. So I could throw that in
yeah,
too.
That, yeah, do a bundle. What they,
so tonight thing. it's a twofer. I mean, 312-981-7200. You can call in and get your collectibles evaluated, but you also can put a bid. I'm opening daily. Up the phone so you can right. put a bid in on my daily poster.
Yeah.
You can tell me, or I'm open to barter. If you want to text in and say, I'll give you my 1983 Jane Byrne poster or right. the Jane Byrne coloring book that you
right.
brought in, Greg.
Right.
And then maybe I'll decide if I want to part ways and I'll send
yeah,
you
start,
my poster.
Start swapping.
We'll swap. Hey, swap me. What a
concept,
Greg.
Right.
All right, 312-981-7200. We got some coming in here, which is great. And we will get to them right after the break. Let's take a break and I'll show you. I got some good pictures of some Chicago Bears posters that are coming in.
Oh, nice.
You'll like this. 312-981-7200. It's the swap meet. Stay with us. All right, swap meet 312-981-7200. 815 says, hey, Justin, my cousin might like that poster. Are you posting it on a website? Well, I don't want to give away its IP, you know. I mean, people could trace that. They could, you know, take some, who knows what computers can do today, right?
Right.
Yeah, I'll put it on Twitter, at Justin Kaufman. I'll put it on there once I'm done with this segment. I'll put it up there. Get a good filter on it.
Right.
Make it look real nice.
Right.
Real nice for the internet. See what people, because I'm an entrepreneur, Greg. I don't like to mess around. So my thing is, yes, I'd love to be able to swap this poster out here, but it's not, I'm shooting it out on the interwebs. I'm going to put it on Instagram, Twitter, maybe Facebooks. Not sure about Facebooks.
Right.
But I'm going to let people know that I've got this gem.
Right.
And I have Mike from the Gallery Cabaret to thank because he gave it to me years ago.
Yeah, you're golden. You're good with that.
Yeah, there you go. All right, 312-981-7200. Let's get right to, let's go to Sam. Sam, what do you want to brag about, Sam?
Hey, I got a pretty unique but maybe worthless playbill from a play called Extremities that Farrah Fawcett starred in.
Okay.
And she autographed it.
Nice.
And, you know, I have no idea where I even got it, but how would I go about getting that authenticated and collect my millions?
Well, yeah, it might be worth sending that one in because Farrah stuff is pretty in demand. It usually gets decent money. I'd say offhand, I would list it starting at about $100 auction. Yeah. And
what's the play?
Extremities?
Extremities, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that the only signature on the playbill?
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's right on the face of the playbill. The playbill's in perfect shape. It's in plastic. And, you know, I was just getting packed up to move our house, and I found it after probably 20 years of it sitting there.
Yeah. But, I mean, they charge about, 15, 20 bucks to get it authenticated. So it might be worth it if it's an auction starting at 100. Mm-hmm. That might be worth it. Or, you know, Farrah's kind of a common signature. You might want to look online and see some samples and just judge for yourself if it looks real and just, you know, wing it.
Where do you normally take something like that for authentication?
You have to send it in. I think PSA is one company. If you Google that, there's a couple other companies that you can send it in, and they'll probably plastic seal that, you know, send it back to you.
All right. Well, that sounds good. If I make a million, I'll give you a call and buy you dinner.
Yeah, and just, cool. If you do make a million, let's talk commission.
Right, and maybe you can afford the daily poster then.
Thanks, Sam.
Thank you.
We didn't mention that part before, that if anyone makes any money off this stuff, then they got to give it back to you and me.
Right. That's only fair.
Yeah. But I want it in snacks.
All right.
I don't want it in cash. I want it in, like, dry almonds.
There you go.
Nice. Okay, so 312 says, Justin, I have a black and white photo of Elvis when he was younger without the frame. All right.
Okay.
Cool. Are you asking to Bart? You want my daily poster for that? No, thanks. Nah. Elvis ain't doing it for me. All right. Let's see here. 630's got a picture of the Black and Blues Brothers poster that the we poster. Love so much.
Yeah.
We Except that. My favorite, if you look at this picture, is it is electric taped up on a wall.
Nice.
So it's more of the Kaufman style of postering where you're like, yeah, taking that off is not going to work. But what a great poster. Just the one where Van Horn's got the briefcase. You brought this in the other week.
Yeah.
Oh, so good. They're all wearing the Blues Brothers hats. Love it.
Yep.
Love it. All right. 312-981-7200. Let's see. 708 says, laminated mint condition, Sports Illustrated magazines, Hampton issue is signed. Hmm. Also a football signed by Walter, but in this case, it's two Sports Illustrated. The one that says Superman, classic, right? If you're listed from Chicago, you know that automatically.
Yep.
That's the one with Hampton holding his finger up and one of those loser Patriot quarterbacks, not named Brady, is on the ground.
Easton. I think it
might be Easton early. Yeah. And that's signed by Hampton. And then the other Sports Illustrated says Goodbye Sweetness, which is the death of Walter Payton. What do those go for? Do those go for anything?
Laminated Payton covers? Stuff, anything. Payton usually gets decent money. The Sports Illustrated in general are probably about $15 to $25. Unless they're signed, there are a handful of issues like a Muhammad Ali issue or something like that that could get up, $70 to $100. But yeah, the Superman one, I would think would easily be a $30 issue.
Okay. There you go. $30. There's another cutout. 708's got a cutout from a display in a grocery store from Coca-Cola. It's an anniversary, 1985 anniversary Super Bowl. It's got Fensick, Dent, Sean Gayle in the middle, which is kind of strange and random.
Yeah.
Otis Wilson and Dan Hampton.
Yeah.
I love that. So like, the idea that Sean Gayle somehow made the anniversary poster of five stars.
Yeah, that's.
I like Sean Gayle, but
right.
Besides picking up a miffed punt in the Giants playoff game, what did he do in the 85 right. Bears? Right? He's a rookie or so.
Yeah, and what that tells me is that the other stars didn't agree to maybe their likeness.
Gayle got in. Gayle got in because Duerson's like, nah, I'm out.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. It's a Jewel Osco cutout, Chicago Coca-Cola, make it real. It looks good.
What I like about that is it's a promotional item, so there's not a million of them out there. So that's cool. Conditions is going to be a big thing on that, but I think you're probably going to be in the $60 to $100 range to start.
Wow.
With that.
Because it's a promotion.
Yeah, it's promotional, yeah. Right.
All right, let's keep going. Bears poster from 1987, the 87 team.
Yeah, that's the team.
I think you had this one in here as well, man.
Yeah, they made those like every year from 84 to 91 or 92.
This is just them sitting in Lake Forest. All
right.
In, yeah, with the
yeah. Those are generally $15, 10 to 15.
Yeah. That's interesting. Got a couple of guys I'm not familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
The 87 Bears. Who's in the 87 Bears? I mean, I guess that's all the superstars still, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's Harbaugh, right? He's
right.
in by then.
Oh, yeah, but he's not in this picture. You've got Steve Fuller.
Okay.
Because he came in the middle of the season, didn't he? Wasn't he like a weird... They did like a weird draft on him.
Okay, yeah.
Anyway, I don't know. I only get interested in these posters when you start getting to the Vesty Jackson days. Anyone remember Vesty Jackson?
Right.
Say, he's more of a 90s or early...
Yeah.
All right. All right, I'm done with the Bears. We're done with the Bears.
Right.
Okay, we're moving on from the Bears. Let's go on to something else. Let's go on to some technology. 847 says, I have an old iMac G3.
Yep.
But what makes this one special is that it was one of the two last models made. This one is called a Dalmatian because of the blue and white polka dot design. Far less of these models were made than your standard bold colored ones. True?
Yes, very true. And Apple stuff, especially 80s, Apple early 90s, is just, I think if people remember, I mentioned before, just the empty boxes of some of the Apple stuff, you'll get $50 just for an empty box.
Really?
Yeah. So he's in a good wheelhouse there. I'm trying to get a price for you.
Okay.
And I mean, just to give you an idea, a brochure featuring that same model, the Dalmatian model, is going for $15 just for a piece of paper.
Just for the paper that
the
says, hey.
Piece of paper brochure says
so
that this is coming
have
out.
It, that,
and
geez,
he's actually got it, so
geez,
I'm guessing like $800 to $1,000.
Wow. How about that?
That might be worthy of a trade for your daily poster.
I'll trade you the daily poster for the possible thousands of dollars for the old Apple computer. Does it work? It doesn't work. I'm out.
Yeah, it might not even matter.
I'm gonna pass on that deal. I don't want because that's just so big. Where am I gonna put it?
Yeah,
this isn't necessarily about money, Greg. Like, let's make it clear. It's about what kind of value. I've got this poster. of an 83. And the great thing about this poster is this is the only election, I think, in the history of the dailies.
They lost.
In which they lost.
Yeah, right.
A time for leadership. Talk to the hand.
Right.
Right?
He needed...
So that's what I'm saying. There's some specialness to it. So what... I mean, all these ideas, people coming in with like, oh, I got a computer that's worth thousands. No, that's not going to do it. We got to get a little bit more real, a little bit more emotional. Right?
Step up, yeah.
I want something closer to you, if that makes sense, right?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Let's do
all right.
It.
815, I've got an original Star Wars poster with the Revenge of the Jedi written on the bottom. That's a good one, because that's not Return of the Jedi, it's
right.
Revenge.
Yep.
Is that a real thing, or they just get it wrong?
No, they changed it. I noticed there was a jacket on, I think, American Pick, no, not remember, Storage Wars. They had a jacket for that went for hundreds of dollars. And so obviously they started making some promo with that, and then they changed the name.
Wow.
So yeah, that's a good item. A few hundred easily.
All right, here's a good one. 630's got a good one. Have a very unattractive cup made of rhino horn. Handed down from five generations. We think it's called a libation cup, but we're afraid to show it because we didn't even know it was legal.
Right, the rhino horn. Yeah.
It has a note from our great-great-grandpa with details.
Wow.
Well, what do you do with that?
Well,
yeah, because that's, you can't, like, ivory, it was rhino horn's going to get you in trouble, right?
Yeah, nowadays, yeah.
You never know who's undercover.
Right.
Might be the rhino police.
Yep. Poachers.
I automatically jumped to a scene of an undercover rhino cop being like, hey, yeah, let's see. You don't have by chance of a libation cup here, do you? Bring it out. Let's take a look. Yeah, I guess you can't do that.
Yeah. It's hard to put a price on that now.
847. Yeah, right. 847 gets 847 gets the winner of the night so far. I garbage picked an Apple computer yesterday in Libertyville. Not sure if it works.
Nice. It doesn't matter. People want the parts.
Yeah, but just what kind of it? I mean, even
old,
a newer one?
The SEs. I mean, probably the last 5 years, you know, you'd have to hold on to that a little bit longer. But,
right.
You know, 5 to 10 years and longer, they're collectible. I mean, people are going nuts over them.
Jeez.
If it works, you know, the little SE compact one, those are going for like $300-$400, $1,000 I've seen. I mean, it's crazy. Mm.
262 says, I have a poster from 1971, 1972 of a man holding his head upside down in one hand and pouring Excedrin tablets into his head in the other hand. I ordered it from a Psychology Today magazine.
Wow.
It was an advertisement for Excedrin. Is it worth saving?
It's definitely worth saving. Yeah, I'm going to say it started at a $50 auction, but I have to look that up, and maybe after the news I can get a
look
price on that.
Yeah, just for a point of clarification before we go to the news, 847 says, no, I'm the owner of the Dalmatian. I garbage picked the Dalmatian.
Oh, the actual, you know, well.
There you go. So yeah, it doesn't work, probably, but still, like, being able to have an eye to say, I'm going to get this, that's going to get you money.
It's parts.
There
people,
you go.
You know, people will put a working one into that just to have the Dalmatian cover.
Good
of
job
the computer,
on
yeah.
the garbage picking. All the other stuff you've garbage picked, terrible.
That's,
terrible.
Yeah.
Didn't work out for you. But this one, wow.
Well, the winner is the, what, Chess Records phone book
yeah,
or whatever
right.
it was.
That's
that
right.
was the best.
That was
one.
A good one. Greg Flamm in studio at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. You can check us out here, 312-981-7200. If you want to have us evaluate your collectibles, memorabilia, what do you want to brag about tonight? I have the 83 Mayor Daily poster, and I'm willing to swap with whatever you have. I'm going to go ahead in the news and put it on Twitter at Justin Kaufman so you can see it in all of its glory because it's so pretty.
Nice.
I mean, it's the... I it's the sexy daily. I mean, if you're going to look for the dailies, which one's the sexiest? I think the 1983 daily
yep.
might take the cake. Greg Flamm in studio. Stay with us.
It's time for swap meet. Oh, yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure. Like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose. Today, you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for Swap Meet with Justin Kaufman.
And Greg Flamm.
Here we are.
That's right. At DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. It's a Swap Meet, 312-981-7200. Time for the second half. Got some good stuff coming in. I did post. I was able to post on social media the picture of my Richard Daley, It's Time for Leadership for Mayor, 1983 poster. real classic 80s haircut, too. Daly's looking fine. A scrunched up gray suit.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of maybe looks a little unshaven. Mouth kind of half open. Classic Daly.
But he means leadership because it's capital L.
It's capital L. It's time for leadership, and leadership is capitalized. Now, I did ask, what would you give it? This is what I said on both Instagrams. So Sandy Marshall, of course, our friend, he gave us two. He said, I'll trade you a Starbucks gift card. It's empty because I'm not sure what you like.
Is it the snowflake one or what design on it?
Just a card. You fill it. You use the money to fill it. The second, he said, a copy of The Da Vinci Code by Dan Brown, unsigned. No, none of those.
Nope.
And then Scott Smith, who's our new media contributor, he said, an awkward hug. Give you an awkward hug for it. So not what I thought. Nope. Mike, also on Twitter, says, I don't have anything to trade. I'd like to buy that, though, for my cousin. He works for the city of Chicago and used to work for Daly. Hey, you're going to do better than that. I'd love to give it to you, Mike. I would. I'd love to give it to you. My hands are tied. You know, it's already out there. I'm not going to just give it to you. You know, think of it. And I don't want money. I said, I don't want money. It's not a money thing. It's a trade.
Right.
All right, 312-981-7200. Let's get to it. All right, so we've got this. Let's start with 815. They got a large mirror, a Miller High Life mirror with a bunch of football helmets surrounding it.
Yep.
NFL football helmets, and it's Miller High Life in the middle of the mirror, and a big, like, strange football right where the head would go. So the mirror is kind of unusable.
Right.
But it's one of these promotional sort of NFL mirrors.
I did find one recently sold for $50.
$50 for that?
Yeah. So that's not too bad. And I think you could probably get more than that because he did buy it now. So if you did an auction, it might be more. It might be $100, $150.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I like my mirrors with not so much stuff on it.
Right. You want to see something. You know?
Right. 321 says, my grandfather's ukulele. Bought in Hawaii during World War I while in the Navy. This is an 1879 Hawaii. Wow, what's that worth?
Yeah.
That's a winner?
One just sold 400 plus.
What?
419 one just sold. So
what is
depending
on condition. What's a regular ukulele go for, though? That's what you don't know, right?
No. Guitar Center, you could still get a ukulele. Yeah. Yeah, 20 bucks.
All right, so that's a big deal.
But for 1879 World War One, you know, not bad.
It looks good. It looks used because there's a little bit of, like, the wood on the back. There's a picture of it. It's a little used. But still, I mean, that gives it heart.
Yep, character.
Yeah. Let's go with Kathy. Kathy, what do you want to brag about, Kathy?
Hi. I come up to brag about, I have it's a relatively small book, and it's called Chicago by Studs Terkel. Mm-hmm. And it was printed in 1986, and inside the actual book, he assigned it to our Totlin town, Studs Terkel.
Oh, that's great.
Wow.
I love it. What's Studs Terkel stuff going for?
I'm trying to get that.
I love Studs. Studs means a lot to me. I had a chance to produce Studs Terkel at the end of his life. I had a chance to work with him a couple times. So, yeah. And I too have a couple. I have Division Street and a couple other things signed by him.
Just Chicago and not the jacket, but after that, the first page it's like embossed and you can see the outline of the city. And it was, like I said, it was published in 1986. It's probably more of a collector's item than
the editions later. Sorry to interrupt. So he didn't put a name when he signed it, right? There's no, like, to Carol or to whoever. It's just
That
is good. That's really good because the value is up from that. If you put a person's name on it, it wouldn't be worth as much,
right?
So that's a good thing. But it is a later edition, so that hurts, you know. But I'm thinking you're probably in the $40 to $100 range to start.
There you go.
And hopefully it goes up.
There you go. All right, thanks, Kathy.
Nice.
Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
He is just awesome. I mean, he was just
an
awesome person. Yeah.
Yep. So, missed today.
Thank you.
Yep. His legacy lives on, that's for sure.
Yep.
The awards and everything, all the writers that come through here, storytellers as well. 312-981-7200. All right, let's keep going on the text. We got some good stuff here. Let's go down to, I got the 6-3-0 says I got the 1961 Yankees program with Mantle and Maris, among others. I was just reading something or watching something that the Yankees, Roger Maris has the 61 asterisk, right? He's the guy with the home runs.
Yeah.
I sound like such a, like, guy's never paid attention to the world of sports.
Right.
That the New York media at the time and the Yankees and everyone, they didn't want him to succeed because he wasn't as popular of a player as, say, Babe Ruth. That's who everyone loved, Babe Ruth, and before, you know, obviously before Roger Maris. Okay. But then there were other team guys on the team, Mickey Mantle and others. So, like, they were kind of like reluctantly, almost like Barry Bonds was, where everyone was kind of, if you weren't a San Francisco Giant fan, you were reluctant to celebrate his achievements because of the performance-enhancing drugs. But I just thought it was really interesting that, we see his name and you don't think about any at the time, but I'm sure historians will say that he was, baseball historians, he was not, everyone wasn't cheering him on to try and break the record. They didn't want him to.
Yeah, he wasn't the poster child for the Yankees at the time. Yeah.
So what's a 1961 Yankees program?
One recently sold for $55. So, I don't know. Yeah, that's 61. There's another one for $43, so... $40 to $60, yeah.
All right, 773's got a Ronald Reagan commemorative USPS envelope, first day of issue, 2005.
Yeah, I'm still trying to get that.
What does that mean, a commemorative envelope?
The post office, put out, they have the stamps and then they have the envelopes.
I didn't know
they already have that on the envelope, yeah. So,
okay.
But I'm having trouble finding some of those. But I'm thinking, stamps are just really... Yeah, the needle in the haystack thing with that. Yeah. I'm going to save $10 to $12 for that, maybe.
All right, that's good. All right, let's keep going here. 630 says, I have over 1,045 RPM records, some rare originals in fair to good condition. That's I'm more of a bad to fair. This is fair to good, so that's better. My question, do they lose marketability without the record sleeves, Greg?
They do, and they're more... prone to scratches that way. So if you do have some good ones, you might want to, you can buy sleeves on eBay or whatever and, protect them a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, 45s, I sold a Rolling Stones for 156.
On that, right?
Yeah. So, vinyl obviously is very hot these days. If you have any kind of jazz or pop rock from whatever, from 40s to the 70s, you probably got some good ones.
If you had some Steely Dan. Perhaps,
exactly.
Right?
Yep.
This would be the week to try it out.
Yep.
If I'm what you would call a crate digger, I like to go and try to find old records. And it's frustrating when you go because it's always the same records.
Yeah. Is it really?
Every place you go, it's like 100 Dan Fogelbergs.
Right.
100 Sticks, Pieces of Eight, or whatever. It's like always the same stuff. Like, why did those records make it? Why did they buy so many?
Why are those left over?
Right. Can't explain it. I'm a record guy too. I feel your pain. I see the same ones. It's either Grand Illusion or Pieces of Eight. It's like I don't know.
It's like when you go to the used CD store, which no longer exists, but it was just all Spin Doctors, and you're like, all right, we get it.
Right. Or Jim Blossom. Yeah.
We don't need any more Toad the Wet Sprocket records. Right. We get it. We got it.
I was in a used CD store a couple weeks ago, and I could not believe how little the CD section is. It's all
what
gaming.
Now
it's all Marvel stuff. It's all video game stuff. And now it's just like one part of the wall is CDs.
And it's still the Spin Doctors.
Yeah. Or something.
It's that one. It's that one EP from the Happy Mondays. You're like, all right, we get it.
Yep.
You got an EP. Greg Flamm at Two-Page Picker in studio tonight, 312-981-7200. I'm still waiting for the right barter for my 83 Daily, Richard M. Daily leadership poster. Classic, real classic. All the way around. You can frame it. You can do a lot of things. It really ties the room together.
I think you should trade for a Chicago Fest poster. I think that would look good in your office.
Yeah, it would.
Chicago Fest.
I'm thinking a little bit more. I think something in the hundreds range, something that... Like I said, if I was going to start today, I would start the auction at least 1,800. Start it there and see where we go.
Right.
Greg Flamm in studio. We're doing Swap Meet, 312-981-7200. We'll take a break. Stay with us. All All right, swap meet 312-981-7200. I'm loving people who are throwing ideas at me for the trade. Mike on Twitter says, I'm too young to have anything cool, except I have a 1998 Mint Matrix movie display. Been saving it for when I get my first apartment. I don't know how old Mike's at. It's probably, I would assume 45, 50 years old. But look, at he sends it out. Oh, nice, man. This is a full-on, like you'd see in the AMC.
Right.
That's a hardcore one. I would trade my poster for that, right? Well, then the only problem is I bring it home. I'm too old to have my first. I'm past the first apartment. I'm at the point where everything has been trimmed down to fit into my place. I don't think it's going to go over well when I'm trying to bring that through the front right. door. Hey, honey, Dad, come on down. Look what I got. The 10-year-old will be like, what is this? Why is the guy from, I don't even know what he would know Keanu Reeves from. Why is the grandpa from Blackish in leather?
Yeah, your son would be asking, do you really wear jackets that long?
Yeah, right. But I do like that. That would be fun. That's good. All right. All right, let's keep going here. All right, how about I get... 773 says, how about I get your son a job for the poster for Rich Daily?
Okay.
I know he has school, but don't worry, I'll have someone punch him in. That's great.
Nice.
That's what we're talking about.
All right.
All right, here we go. Let's go. Let's do Dave. Dave, what do you want to brag about, Dave?
Hey, I've got a cigar band collection that my brother gave me. My dad, when he was a young man in the 20s and 30s in Milwaukee here, he used to pick up cigar butts off the ground and whatever and take the band, and he'd collect them. And my brother took them all, mounted them in a photo album, and they're all alphabetized and everything. It's very cool to look at.
There's
maybe 100 of them. A lot of them are Havana. And I'm wondering if that's worth anything.
They sure are. Just individual looking up here go for $275 just for one band.
Oh.
So if you have a collection, you might want to start looking up each of them and see. But you could have something in the thousands there.
Cool.
Yeah, that's
cool.
Cool. There you
collection,
go, Dave.
Right?
There you go, buddy. So, this is a winner. Thanks, Dave. All right, let's keep going here. I have in my family, 630 says, a copy of the world's smallest printed book that was on display at the Chicago World's Fair in 1933. It was a tiny print of a Bible.
Wow, yeah. I've heard about that, but I've never seen it. I'm trying to get a price. I don't think I'm going to find it because
it's so tiny.
Rare, yeah. I'll have to put glasses on to see the
They're not going
to
be able to see it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's a good one. I like that. Like tallest, world's smallest printed book.
I've got world's smallest dictionary for $325.
All right. Well, that's in that area, I'll bet. This is a Bible, though, so you're going to add at least 100 to that.
Right.
630 says, hey, Justin, since you didn't want money and you're looking to trade your poster, why don't you just make a donate? Whoever wants it, make a donation to the charity of your choice. Oh, that's so nice, but no.
Thanks. Thanks for listening.
Thanks. You've got a great heart, but I don't. Yep. In this case, this is cold, hard trade. I want something of Chicago value back to me.
10 to 11.
Right.
PC out the window.
Yeah, right. I mean, trust me. I give money. I give money to all sorts of things, but in this case, no. I'm not giving away, charity for this poster.
Yeah.
I want something in return. And I'm not just talking about a full heart.
Right. Well, you're in Rod Blagojevich mode now.
Yeah.
You know.
That's right. I got this thing.
You got this thing.
This thing and it's golden, right? 847 says, what about commemorative coins from the Century of Progress Fair and from the Columbian Exhibition? What are they worth? Wow. Coins?
Yep. Good question.
So coins,
Columbian
commemorative coins from the Century of Progress Fair. And for other two different fairs, and the Columbian Exhibition.
All right.
I gotcha. All right. I gotcha. Sorry, I read that wrong.
No, we're good.
From two different fairs.
That's some pretty good prices here. 400 plus for about a dozen coins.
Wow, there you go.
Some individuals were $200 from the Columbian Expo. I couldn't get around to the other one.
Okay, there you go. That's good, though.
It was good.
All right, let's keep going. 708 says, I have an autographed boxing glove and shoes from Muhammad Ali and a picture of his daughter, presenting it to me.
Wow.
Wow. That's amazing. I'll take that for the Daily Poster, right? That's a good
right, yeah. That's pretty even.
No, that's a big deal to get an autographed boxing glove from Muhammad Ali.
And shoes.
And yeah. shoes. And then have the picture of his daughter presenting it to him.
That is...
Seems like a...
Yeah, you're in the, you know, you're in the 7,000 to 10,000 plus range there.
Wow, but they must know that. If they have a picture...
Right.
Right? And
they're probably not going to part with it anyway. Yeah.
All right, I'll take it off their hands right. for the poster. I'll throw in the bumper sticker, too.
Fair deal, right?
Fair deal. 847 says of a baseball sign for the 1972 Cubs, that classic team.
Right.
I guess that would have been an okay team, right? I mean, that would have been Ernie Banks still. Did Ernie Banks still play into the 70s? Yeah, he did, didn't he? He played probably till like the mid-70s. A Cubs fan will let me know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pete, do you know that answer? Zimmerman says he's a big Cubs fan, but he doesn't know what's up.
I don't think he was around in 72. I think that's more Williams... Santo.
Yeah, right. Maybe a
Rick Monday was he?
Yeah, right. There you go. Mm-hmm. Now we're talking. There you go, Greg.
Yeah. One sold for a 72 ball sold for $250.
Wow. Jeez, please, man. I can't. All right. There you go. All right, let's go to Diane. Diane, what do you got, Diane? What do you want to brag about?
Hi. A 1931 Martin four-string tenor guitar.
Wow.
Hmm.
And you want to trade that up just straight up for a poster?
Actually, I didn't want to trade it. I was wondering what the price would be if I wanted to sell it.
Yep.
Okay.
We're getting there.
Well, here's my thought. I mean, if it comes back and it's a really great price, then I would say, are you interested in trading for a poster? If it comes back and it's not a great price, I'm not interested. So that's how it works.
Awesome. Would you guys be willing to let me know how much it would go for?
Looking it up right now.
Yeah,
they're
going for about $2,000 if they're in
condition. Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's how much this daily poster's worth. See, right. An easy swap.
See? Should...
Wow.
You know, but...
Okay.
But, yeah,
that's a good
I
price,
couldn't find the exact year, 1931, but in the 40s, you know, there's some going for $2,000.
Right.
Wow. Well,
there you go.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Success.
Thanks for your help.
Thanks,
all
thank
right.
you for listening.
All right. Thank you. All right. One last one. Listen to this one. 630 says a Mills 25 cent horse head slot machine.
Hmm.
Original paint and it works. What does that mean? A Mills. Is that a kind of Mills 25 cent horse head slot machine? Original paint, and it works.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, someone's asking $2,100 for one that's available. Let me see if I can get a sold price on there.
That's what they're asking for?
Yeah, one sold for $825, another for $1,600. They're kind of common. There's a handful here that sold.
There you go.
So you're probably, $1,000 to $1,800 range.
Wow. There you go. Nice. All right, well... Got some big winners tonight.
Yep.
Unfortunately, not me. Nobody's...
The search continues.
Nobody's going for the Daily Poster. But you know what? I'll just take it off the table. I'll do the Disney model, and I'll keep it off the table, and then everyone will be like, whatever happened to those Daily Posters? I'll be like, I got one! Beanie Babies style. There was a Beanie Baby. There's one more Beanie. We'll get it next time.
Yeah, we'll get it.
And if we didn't get to you tonight, come on back. We do this every Wednesday. Greg Flamm at DuPage Picker. You can see him at Wolf's Flea Market.
Yep,
you're out
every
there
Sunday.
Every Sunday at the
end
All-State
of October.
Arena. Till the end of October. You can also find him on Facebook and Twitter at DuPage Picker. Greg, great to see you. Thanks for coming in, buddy.
Thanks.